Maryland doctors gathered yesterday at Baltimore's ICE field office as part of a national vigil to demand all ICE detainees be released from detention centers due to COVID-19. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden reports.
Thousands of viewers logged on to the Facebook Live event, joining the healthcare workers and adding their voices to the protests organized by the group Doctors for Camp Closures. ICE officials have released hundreds of detainees during the last few months, but of the roughly 2,000 who have been tested for their coronavirus, half tested positive, according to ICE. Healthcare workers say that number is a chilling percentage. The cramped conditions in the jails are especially dangerous during this pandemic. Dr. Kate Sugarman is a practicing physician in Montgomery County.
When people are seeking asylum, I document their scars of torture from their countries of origin. And so if people have been burned or beaten or whipped, and then they come to America seeking asylum, I document these scars as part of their evidence. So I've seen the conditions in the jail firsthand.
Dr. Sugarman says the conditions are ripe for an outbreak in one of Maryland's three facilities. I'm Mary Rose Madden reporting for 88.1 WYPR.